Mr. Dreeben, aren't you understating the effects of the burning cross? This statute was passed in what year?
1952 originally.
Now, it's my understanding that we had almost 100 years of lynching and activity in the South by the Knights of Camellia and the Ku Klux Klan. And this was a reign of terror, and the cross was a symbol of that reign of terror. Isn't that significantly greater than intimidation or a threat?
Well, I think they're coextensive, Justice Thomas, because it is...
Well, my fear is, Mr. Dreeben, that you're actually understating the symbolism of an effect of the cross, the burning cross. I indicated, I think, in the Ohio case that the cross was not a religious symbol and that it was intended to have a virulent effect. And I think that what you're attempting to do is to fit this into our jurisprudence rather than stating more clearly what the cross was intended to accomplish, and indeed that it is unlike any symbol in our society.
Well, I don't mean to understate it, and I entirely agree with Your Honor's description of how the cross has been used as an instrument of intimidation against minorities in this country that has justified 14 states in treating it as a distinctive...
Well, it's actually more than minorities. There's certain groups. And my fear is that there was no other purpose to the cross. There was no communication of a particular message. It was intended to cause fear and to terrorize a population.
It absolutely was, and for that reason can be legitimately prescribed without fear that the focusing on a cross, burning of a cross with the intent to intimidate, would chill protected expression. This is a very different case than the RAV case that was before the court. There the court was confronted with a statute that prohibited the use of language based on particular messages of group-based hatred. And in singling out speech based on the content, the state was expressing disagreement with particular messages. In the Virginia statute and in the other statutes that the states have, the focus is not on any particular message. It is on the effect of intimidation and the intent to create a climate of fear and, as Justice Thomas has said, a climate of terror.